Amen. Thank you, Chris, and it's great to be here, and thank you for the word about the Joshua Code. All the proceeds and royalties from it go to support a mission we have at Guidestone called Mission Dignity. We're on a mission to bring dignity to some forgotten folks, and that's retired pastors, and in most cases now, over 50% of them are their widows, average age 85. They pastored out in the crossroads somewhere and never were able to adequately provide for retirement, and now in their declining years, they're living at the poverty level. Maybe they lived in a church-owned parsonage all their life, had to vocationally retire and get out, had no place to go. And 10, 15 years ago, we were able to give them $50 a month. And now, by the generosity of the people, we've raised money all over the country, have to raise about $6 or $8 million a year. We're able to give the neediest among them $530 a month, which helps them get medicine, food, and all those other things. So when you buy the Joshua Code, you just know you're supporting a bunch of those great, good, and godly old retired pastors and their widows. And I want to thank you for getting it and giving it to your friends. And, you know, churches all over the country are going through this now. First Baptist Wichita Falls took 2,000 or 3,000 of them to having their whole congregation go through memorizing a verse a year this year. And that's just one of many, many things we're hearing all the time. So we're rejoicing in that. You know, when I was sitting there right before I got up this morning, I looked outside, still dark. And I was reminded how many times in the New Testament it says, Jesus got up a great while before day, as it says, to get alone with the Father. And seeing you men here is an encouragement to me. And if he needed to do that, how much more do you and I need to do it? And I also thought as we were sitting around these tables, how many times in the Gospels we read, we find Jesus with his friends around a table. That's where he always was. Whether it was up at Capernaum at Peter's mother-in-law's home, or whether it was down in Bethany at the home of Lazarus and Mary and Martha reclining at the table, or whether it was up in Jerusalem in the upper room at John Mark's mother's home in the upper room around the table. We always find him around the table sharing with his friends. And so as I saw you guys sitting around the tables today, I thought there's something Christ-like about people, men especially, coming together around the common good and cause of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are in chapter 8 this week, the 8th week of the year, memorizing a verse, Matthew 7:7, which says, "Ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it will be opened to you." Because what we want to share today is the fact that there are three levels of prayer. And understanding prayer, understanding how to get our prayers answered, is all taken up in a key that's found in John's little epistle, 1 John 5, verses 14, 15, which says, "This is the confidence we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he'll hear us. And if we know that he hears us, we know that we have the petitions that we've desired of him." If you note that little phrase, this is the confidence, we can have confidence in this, that if we ask anything according to his will, here's the key to prayer. Here's the key to answered prayer. It's agreeing with God. It's getting on earth, as the Bible says, what's already been done in heaven. It's agreeing with the will of God. And if you want your prayers answered, we're going to see in these three levels of prayer that it is encompassed in this matter of praying according to the will of God. For example, ask and it will be given to you. You know the will of God in a matter? Then what do? You ask and you receive. You don't know the will of God in a matter, so what do? You seek and you'll find. You know the will of God in a matter, but you haven't seen the answer yet. What do? You keep on knocking with perseverance, trusting God to bring the answer. So it's about praying in the will of God. So I've got there are three things about that. How are you gonna find the will of God for your life? How are you gonna find the will of God for what you're praying? The first thing you've got to do is this: know the Savior. Know the Savior. Come to a personal faith in the Lord Jesus. How would you ever find the will of God for your life unless you know Jesus Christ in the free pardoning of sin? Unless he's forgiven you of your sin, he's come to dwell in you and live in you, think through your mind, speak through your mouth, live through your life, incarnate your very being. That's why Paul said in Colossians 1, Christ in me is the hope of glory. We'll never know the will of God until we come to personal faith in Jesus Christ. There may be some around the tables today who've never really put your faith and trust in Christ, never transferred your trust over to Jesus Christ. You say, well, I believe in Christ. I believe George Washington was the first president of the United States, but I haven't committed my life to him. And so the devil believes and trembles. We must come to a place in our life where we realize we've sinned, ask God to forgive us of our sin, trust in the finished work of Christ. The gospel is that he came, he lived a perfect sinless life. He went to a cross and bore your sin and took your sin on the cross. He died for your sin. He took the shame, the hurt, the humiliation, the pain, the agony, the death, all of it for you. Bore your sin, died, was buried, rose again the third day, the living triumphant Lord, ascended into heaven, said we could wait for the promise of the Father, which those early believers did. He sent the Holy Spirit, this comforter, Jesus himself and the Spirit, to live in us and to dwell in us who are believers. So in us, in those who know Christ, dwells the Holy Spirit, who knows the mind of God, who, as the Bible says, prays in us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So you want to find the will of God? First of all, know the Savior. Secondly, know the Scripture. How are you going to know the will of God unless you know what's in the Word of God? Because it's through the Word of God that we find the will of God, not through some esoteric dream that we have sometime or something. It's the Word of God that reveals to us the will of God. God speaks to us through his Word. We speak to God through prayer. It's the Word of God that where we find the will of God. In fact, I don't believe it's even possible to have an effective prayer life without memorizing Scripture, because so much of Scripture is just quoting these wonderful promises back to God and standing upon them and claiming them for our other friends and people as we pray the Scriptures back to God. So you want to find the will of God, you got to know the Savior, you got to know the Scripture, and thirdly, you got to know the Spirit. And that's what I was talking about a moment ago. The Bible says, Jesus, before he left, he said, I'm going to send you another comforter, the Holy Spirit, who will abide with you forever and make all truth known to you. And you know, when he used that word another in the Greek text, there are two words we use in the Greek text for another. One means another of a different kind. For example, you may have a big pen on the table to sign something. Somebody else may have a Mont Blanc, and somebody could say, you want another pen, but it wouldn't be. But another one of those words means the same make and the same model. In other words, if you had a plastic Bic on that table and you said, here's a pen, and somebody said, well, here's another one, hand you one just like it, that's the word Jesus used. When he said, I'm going to send you another comforter. He's just like me. He's me. Same make and same model. It's me. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Know the Spirit. Know that you have something that the lost world doesn't have. Christ in you. To reveal truth to you. To convict you of your sin. To open the truth of God. To show you the will and the way of God. How vitally important is that? Because you see, there are two sides to the coin of Scripture and memory. There's Scripture, there's the Bible, and the other side of that coin is prayer. They go together, the Bible and prayer, Scripture, memory, and prayer cannot be separated. They go together like ham and eggs, steak and potato, corned beef and cabbage, chorizo and eggs on a burrito. They're wedded together. You see, the Bible without prayer has no dynamic. I know people that read the Bible a lot and never pray, but there's no dynamic to their life and their Bible study and what's going on. Then prayer without the Bible has no direction. I know people who pray never open the Word of God. And they have no direction in life because we get it from the Word of God. So the Bible without prayer has no dynamic. Prayer without the Bible has no direction. They go together. And so for an effective prayer life, what chapter 8, that verse you're memorizing today, is about, we need to understand there are three levels of prayer. for the believer. Three levels of prayer. What I want to talk about first is the first level. And it's what I call the level of presenting a petition. That's in the first part of Matthew 7, verse 7, our verse for today. Ask and you shall receive. That's the level. And incidentally, the verb here in both of these verbs, ask, seek, knock, in the text shows a continuous action. Keep on asking, keep on seeking, keep on knocking. So it's not something you just pray one time, forget about. So here is this first level of prayer. It's this level of presenting a petition. Ask and you'll receive. It's simple. Ask and you'll receive, and it'll be given unto you. It's simple, yet it's so profound. Some of us never get here because we're too proud to ask anybody for anything. And that translates over to our relationship with God. I've got a good friend I led to Christ, an oil man in the Metroplex. And he told me the other day, and he's such a strong guy, but he said, you know, the only prayer I pray is every morning I get up. It's a prayer of thanksgiving. God's blessed me so much. All I do is just thank him all the time. I said, well, you never ask him for anything. Oh, no, he's given me everything. I just think, listen, some people are too proud to ask. This is so simple. But this is the level of presenting a petition. Ask and you shall receive. If you're a salesman, some of you are a salesperson here today, you're going to go out and try to sell insurance today. I guarantee you one thing, you're going to ask for the sale. If you're selling cars, you're going to ask for the sale. My first job was selling shoes when I was 15 years old. And Richard Rice, my boss, told me, he said, when you get that shoe on that woman, always say this: you want to wear it or you want me to put it in a box for you? Ask for the sale. And so some of us, or do that. We don't have any problem doing that with others, but we have a problem doing it when we come to God. Now think about it. How long has it been since some of you have asked God for anything? Ask, and this is the level of presenting a petition. We learn by asking. When you know the will of God, you ask. Here's the level of this. It's all about the will of God. So you know the will of God in a situation, you ask. What happens? It'll be given to you. For example, God said this: I'm not willing that any perish, but all come to repentance and salvation. We know that's the will of God. If you're here today without Jesus Christ, there's no question in this word that His will is for you to come to know Him in the free pardoning of sin. So if you know that will, what do? You seek, or you keep on knocking. God, why don't you save me? Help us. No. You what? You ask and you'll receive. No one's ever come to the Lord Jesus Christ in true repentance and faith to ask Him to save them that he didn't do it. He'll in no wise turn anyone away. Whosoever will may come. So you know the will of God in a situation? Ask and you'll receive. Ask and you'll receive. You know, there are times I've asked the Lord for some things that he never gave me because it wasn't his will. Last time I was here, I don't remember what the lesson I taught here. Well, last time I've spoken so many times since then. But I remember I gave an illustration about a girl I was in love with that dropped me when she went down there to Baylor. That broke my heart. I was a young guy. I'd been saved just 3 or 4 years. I was at TCU in the business school on my way to law school, hopefully. And it was my junior year. And I was in love with that girl. And I'm going to tell you, she dropped me and my heart was broken. I asked God 10,000 times to give me that girl back. Every night. I mean, when I'd pray and read my Bible before I'd go to bed, I'd ask that prayer. And he never answered it because I wasn't praying according to his will. He had somebody before the foundation of the world he'd already picked out that was going to complete me, and I was going to complete her, and she was going to be the greatest pastor's wife anyone ever had, literally. And that's Susie. I just didn't know it then. So, you know, sometimes we ask God for things we don't receive. We say, well, that promise isn't true. I ask him, but it wasn't given to me. Well, it's all wrapped up in the will of God. You've got to ask according to God's will, and then he'll hear you. And some of you may be asking him for some things and never seeing an answer. It's because it's not his will. So this level, this first level of prayer, this level of presenting a petition is when we know the will of God. What do? We ask and receive. There's a second level of prayer, and it's what I call the level of pressing a petition. This is the level of prayer when we don't know the will of God. And so what do? We seek until we find it. Now, he doesn't want to veil his will from us. He said in Psalm 16:11, if Billy Graham ever signs a Bible for you, and I've got a couple of Bibles he signed for me, he always puts Psalm 16:11 under his signature. God said, I will make known unto you the path of life. In my presence is fullness of joy. At my right hand are pleasures forevermore. God will make known to you the path of life. Sometimes you've got to seek it until you find it. This is the level that's a little higher than that level of asking and receiving, presenting a petition. This is the level of pressing a petition. When you don't know the will of God, you seek until you find it. It is a deeper, more spiritual level of prayer. And that's why Paul said to the Colossians in Colossians 3:16, let the word of God dwell in you richly. Let the word of God dwell. You see, what I'm trying to do with the Joshua Code is not get people into the Word of God. My goal is to get the Word of God into people. My goal for you is not for you to read the Joshua Code and get in the Word of God. I want you to read the Joshua Code and get the Word of God in you. I want you to memorize those 52 verses this year. And get the Word of God in you. Why? So, as Paul said to Colossians, the Word of God might dwell in you richly. And when it does, you begin to find the will of God for your life. You seek and you'll find. He doesn't want to veil his will from you. He wants you to find it. In every aspect and area of your life, he wants to confirm to you that will, inwardly, outwardly. So there's a level of presenting a petition. That's when we know the will of God. We don't have to seek. We don't have to knock. What do? We just ask and we receive. But there's a higher level. It's the level of pressing a petition. You don't know the will of God. You seek, and you got a promise. You'll find it. You seek God's will, you'll find it. Seek it through his word. He'll take his spirit that lives in you, reveal his word to you, and you know how you'll find a Bible promise. Now, you know, there are promises all the word of God, but sometimes God gives us a specific promise for a specific time and a specific situation in our lives. I had a guy in Fort Lauderdale that was off mentally, and he came up to the church one time, and he said, I didn't have any faith, because if I had faith, I could walk on the water like Peter. And actually challenged, stood up in a service one time, challenged me to get up in the baptistry and walk across the water, prove I didn't have any faith. Remember when Peter walked on the water? He got a specific word in a specific time in a specific place from Jesus. Jesus said to Peter, Peter, come to me on the water. And he did. You know, in the Bible, there are different words for word. One is the word logos, which means the recorded word. That's what we read and study. The other is the rhema, the specific word. You know, you don't find a Bible promise by, you know, I know people Russian roulette. No. You don't find a Bible promise. A Bible promise finds you. Just in the normal traffic pattern of your reading, all of a sudden there's a verse, and you say, man, that fits my situation. That's what I need. And you climb up on top of it and you stand there. Now that's what's vitally important in finding the will of God, because you find it through the Word of God. So there's one other level of prayer, and that's the level of persisting a petition. He says, knock and it'll be opened unto you. So Here is when, if the first level of prayer is you know the will of God, you ask and receive. The second level of prayer, you don't know the will of God, you seek and you'll find it. The third level of prayer is this. You know the will of God, but you just haven't seen the answer yet, but you know this is God's will. You don't give up. The verb tense says, you just keep on knocking. Call it importunity. You just keep on knocking. You just keep on knocking. And it will be open to you. Here God finds out who is serious about what he's doing. Remember in Luke 11, that person came in the middle of the night and knocked on the door, and the person wouldn't get up, and they just kept on knocking, and they wouldn't get up, and finally they got up and opened the door. That God, Jesus gave us that illustration to show you this highest level of prayer, where you don't quit. Where you don't give up. I know people that have prayed for months and years knowing the will of God for before it opened unto them, but they didn't quit. They didn't give up. This is that level of persisting a petition. When you know the will of God, but you haven't seen the answer yet, God desires and deals with us like we do our children. I was over at my grandkids' house yesterday afternoon. You know, when kids are real little, starting school and everything, or not even in school yet, what do we do with those children? We teach them to ask. We have to teach them to do that. Yeah, you ever thought about the fact that you never have to teach your kid to disobey? They pick that right up because we're born with an inherent sin nature. We have to teach them to obey. And we also have to teach them to ask. They come over and they just grab something off. When they're little, you teach them to ask for these things. And ask mommy, ask daddy. And so when they're little, we teach them to ask. Later, we teach them to seek. They get 10 or 12 years old. They got homework. And they come in, they ask you the answer so they can just write it down. And if you're a good parent, you're not going to give it to them, even though they ask you. Why? Because they've got to learn to seek out how to fix that equation themselves. And they got to go back in there and get after it, and seek until they find it. That's what we do when they're 10 or 12, if we're good parents. And then a little bit later, when they're older, when they get 18 or 20, they better know how to knock. We better have trained them in such a fashion that they're persistent and they don't take no for answer. When they go out there, they just keep knocking until they find the answers. We do our kids an injustice. To treat them like they were 2 years old when they're 10. Or to treat them like they're 10 years old when they're 18. Ask, seek, knock. You know, there are times when we're praying on these levels, and I want to wrap up here. There are times when we're praying on these levels, and we say, well, I've just come to the conclusion that God doesn't answer prayer. But you know, he does. And he answers it in four distinct ways. Sometimes he answers it direct. You pray a prayer and boom, there's the answer. It comes right direct to you. You've prayed according to the will of God. You've asked and you found. And so all of us have prayed prayers and wham, there they are. A direct answer to prayer. Sometimes his prayer is not direct. He answers, but he answers it this way. It's denied. Some of you are asking for things that aren't good for you, and God will deny it because he's got a will for you that you're not in yet. So just because you ask something and it's denied doesn't mean God doesn't answer prayer. He answers it. Just in some cases, it's not direct. It's just denied. And then there's a third way he answers prayer. Sometimes he answers it and it is delayed. He answers it, but you know what he does? I'll tell you what he's done with me. Sometimes he just puts me in a holding pattern. I just have to circle around this issue for a while because there's something about it he wants to teach me. Maybe it's to drain me of myself. Maybe it's to drive me more toward him. And I'm praying, and he answers it, but it's not direct, and it's not denied. It's just delayed. And maybe that's where some of you guys are today, just in a holding pattern. God has you there. doesn't mean he hasn't answered your prayer. And there's a fourth way he answers it. It's direct, sometimes delayed, sometimes denied, and sometimes different. He'll answer our prayer, but he'll answer it in a different way. Oh, I prayed for that girl. I prayed for a wife. And God answered my prayer just in a far different way than I thought he was going to, because he knew what was best for me. And as wonderful as that other girl was, and as great a Christian as she was, she could have never been a pastor's wife. But in the midst of those days, I didn't even know God was going to call me to preach yet. And yet he did. And yet he knew what was best for me. And he answered my prayer. He just did it differently and in a more fantastic way than I ever dreamed he could ever do it. So as you memorize Matthew 7:7 this week, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it will be opened unto you. Remember that what that is about, there are three levels of prayer. When you know the will of God, ask and you'll receive. When you don't know the will of God, seek and you'll find. And when you know the will of God, and you're just up there in a holding pattern somewhere, don't give up. Don't give up. Don't quit. Keep on knocking. Keep on knocking. You know why? Because we have a promise. It will be opened to you. What a Savior. What a Bible. Don't try to pray without the Bible. Don't try to read the Bible without prayer. Because the Bible without prayer has no dynamic, and prayer without the Bible has no direction. God said, I will make known unto you the path of life. In my presence is fullness of joy. John said it this way. This is the confidence we have before him. If we ask anything according to his will, he'll hear us. And if we know that he hears us, we know we've had the petitions we've desired of him. So make sure you know the Savior. If you don't, come see Chris after this is over today. Somebody would love to sit down with you with a Bible and lead you to faith in Christ. Make sure you know the Scripture. Don't get in the Word of God. Let the Word of God get in you. And make sure you know the Spirit. What a miracle that Jesus Christ and His Spirit is living, abiding in me right now. And if we could ever come to that realization Paul came to in Colossians 1:26 when he said, Christ in me is the hope of glory, that Jesus Christ is alive in me today. And the same power that raised Christ from the dead, he said, dwells in me. We'd be well on our way to a victorious Christian living. So as you go around this week, as you memorize Matthew 7:7, never forget, it's all wrapped up in the will of God. Ask, you'll receive. Seek, you'll find. Keep on knocking. It'll be open. Father, seal these words in our heart. We love you so much. We thank you for guiding us into all truth. In Jesus' name, amen.